Kuman Abakimot.
Flamin Amin Aleph. We learn a different case, a different number of cases where there's a chazaka, if the taina is considered a valid taina or not. So we're up to the Gemara here. The second half, the bottom of the page, it starts about two knots. Ahud Amalele Chavre. A guy once came over to his friend and said, "My boy is behind base. What in the world are you doing in my house?" Amalele, what do you mean? What am I doing? Minor Zivante. I bought it from you. Plus, I also was spent here 3 years of chazaka. Amalei, the guy said back to him, Bishuki Baroyavoy, I was overseas the whole time in a place where there were no shayaras, no caravans coming, so I had absolutely no idea that you were there. Therefore, I didn't protest. And we learned later on that if there was no way in the world that he was could have found out, for example, he's very far away, or even not so far away, but it was during a war at a time, and nobody was traveling back and forth, then you should maintain your shtar a lot longer than 3 years, because you should know that he won't find out that you were there, so there's no chazaka. I have witnesses. The Chol Shos have osis plus and yem. I have witnesses every year. You came here back for 30 days to visit, so you would have heard at least about it when you were here. Amalei plus and yem in b'shukoy have a tizen. When I came here for 30 days, what thing I did? I was all day in the market. Because I was in the market, I was so busy, occupied, I didn't really have a chance to gossip with anybody, find out what's happening. So I never knew. And I used to stay in another house while I was here. Amar says, Rabbi, yes, Avi, we believe in it's common for Inish or a person, the Chol Klos and Yom, 30 days, Tarid B'Shuka, he's occupied in the marketplace. Okay, fine. So therefore, you should have maintained the shtar. You didn't, it's your loss. Case number two, Ahu, a guy, someone, the Omele Lechavri says to his friend, Reuven Shimon, my boy is behind Ada, what are you doing in my land? Omele, it's amazing, all these fights are between friends. Omele, he said to him, Meplanya Zavinta, I bought it from Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in my land? Shimon says, I bought it from Levi. The Omele and Levi told me, the Zavnaminach, Levi told me he bought it from you. So I myself don't know. You know, if you were if he bought it from you or not. He told me he bought it from you. Amalei, he said back to him, Atlav Kobmad. In other words, your Maidah, the land is mine. In other words, we're talking about a case here where the Ma'adid has absolutely no proof that the land ever belonged to him. If the Ma'adid had proof that the land belonged to him, you'd have to say to him, you were Maidah, because who cares your Maidah? I have witnesses, it was mine. Anyway, so you were Maidah. Yeah, but you're Maidah that person bought it from me. No, you're being Maidah that once upon a time used to be my land. And you're saying you bought it from that person. And that person, I'm saying, never owned the land. Therefore, what do you have? So you're here. And Melevos. The high oddity, my land, but I'd lose of intimino, you didn't buy from me. So therefore, as he'll go, love Baldvorm, you have nothing to do with me. Amarova Dina Kamble, Valadin. Rashbam, top of the page.
In that case, when he's complaining, how many years later is he complaining?
Even though you have 3 years, you need a chazaka with a taina. 3 years does not work. If you were there 9 years, but you say, nobody said anything, I'd throw you out. It's only if you say, I bought it from you, and where's my shtar? I was there for more than 3 years. Over here, you said you bought it from somebody else, right? That guy, I'm denying that guy ever bought it from me. If you knew that guy bought it from me, for example, if you would have said, he lived there for one day and I have witnesses, or I saw you selling the property to him, then this guy would have a migui. He could have said, I bought it from you directly, and I was a three chazaka, and then we believe him. Now that he said, I bought it from that guy, but I know that guy bought it from you, we believe him as well. But in this case, he didn't say, I know that person bought it from you. He's just saying, I bought it from him. He told me that he bought it from you. And then there's no evidence to that, so therefore you have no time now. You know what? We'll go to the next Gemara. We'll start with Rishbam to the next Gemara. Ahu, there was a person, said to his friend, my boy is Baha'i Ara, what did Reuven Hashim do in my land? Omele, Meplanya Zavina, I bought it from Levi, Chaltishne Chazok, and I ate 3 years Chazok. Omele, Planya Gazlanu. He said, that guy is a Gazlan. So you bought it from Levi, but Levi is a Gazan. Oh, Malay. What do you mean he's a Gazan? But Isli Sadi, I have Eidis, the Asoi, I actually came to you before I bought the land, the Imlichibach, and I consulted you, Vamartlin, you told me, Zil Zavin, go buy it. You yourself knew that I was buying from the right guy. You told me to buy it. How can you now go turn around and say, guy's a Ganef? Oh, Malay. So he says, Hasheni Noach Lidi Koshimano. Yes, the guy is a Ganef. But I'd rather you have the land, and I can take you to the Tzaddik, and I know you listen to a Rav. That person doesn't listen to a Rav, so I'd rather you have the land than him. Omar Rav is Rav, Dina Kamalei. Rav says, his rightful din. Rashi Rishbam. six lines and wide lines. The plan is a winter chaltus nechazok. A board from that person I had there 3 years. But ain't like aidim shehazi by oisah hamoichay mechad. Yeah, absolutely no proof that moichay had it for a day. The sulei havi motzi toim plan yegazlanu. You can no longer say that he's a gazan. The toim lekeh. What for the coming? Who did do a bekashter by liosah abashnin? So generally speaking, if he says, I bought it from Levi, and I saw Levi live there one day, and you didn't say anything, that's enough. Even though normally 3 years, but if I have ages there one day, and now I'm here 3 years, then it's enough to say that is, we'll see more later, is good. Planning as but here in this case, I have no raya. Planning as lanuhu besarazush, and many got he followed the inlichi. I sought your advice. Zilzom and lekere boy, the bayit. He says hasheni noechli ato noechli larivim. I'd rather argue with you, loitzim imchabed and go to the Torah because you listen to a rav. Says
he more invited. In other words, the true owner is happy to get the guy to spend money to buy it off this castle. And then I'll go and take this bar to the interior and he'll lose his land. So
and then he has to go to Gaza and get his money back.
So what are the chances of that? If the owner couldn't get the money out of the Gaza, why should this buyer now get the money out of the Gaza?
Because the owner has no proof the guy really stole it. This guy has proof that he bought it. He has aid and start and everything else. Or he has witnesses of it for 3 years. So anyway, it's your tough luck. It's very unfair. That's so simple. I don't understand. It seems to be that he's following the opinion of Admon. What's the story? Now we learn. If let's say Reuben is saying to Shimon, you stole my field. And then Shimon sells the field, and Reuben wrote a sign as an aid to that sale. Admon, that he can I signed on the thing now because Shimon had a right to sell it, but I'd rather be by Levi so I can take him to the Torah. So the moment you signed, you forfeited your rights. So l'chayda, you're passing like Admon rather than the Rabbon. But more name, I feel a tamer Rabbon, even Rabbon. Hasam Ovid Le Maisa, Avil Hocha, the Buddha of an Indian Mikre. Over there, he signed as a shtar. That's very too strong. That shows that it's not your. You no way that you would sign as an aid if on a property that's stolen from you. But over here, all you did was he said to the guy, go buy it. That money is cheap.
Is there an issue with
the No, not at all, because there's a purpose here.
Yeah, but
the guy doesn't know he's
going to
be in trouble. Okay, good question. Why is there no even here? Because he could get his money back. Because you take the other guy and tell you get your money back. There is a recourse. There's bam. I'm Rabbi Dina Kamale. I'm Aare. But Yitl Sodeyu. That feel like Admon. Even Admon. But Abon Lepligi. Ela Bda Abra Mar Maisa. He did a pool. Ela Sayey. Ela Lekeichli. Ela Sayey. By the field. Ava Bda Bura Bam. Kula Maide Karav. Everyone's Maide like Rav. If I was Brazil. Ava Bish Hezi Bagim Shoyin Three Blame Cho. Yafsi. He loses out. The Chazok She Eini Motaini. The vote is Chazok Without a Taina. She Maide Usha Lagar Bayin. He Maide Didn't Buy From The Original Owner. Ki Miyadi Shnoche Fremde. She Eini Yudua Shoyin Lechel Ba Fili Mecho. We don't even know that was there for one day. Had we known was there for one day, change everything. You can't argue to me, but the fact is, I was here for 3 years. Which guy? The seller or the buyer?
No, I was the middle guy.
Obviously, he wasn't there long enough.
Why
would there be a co? He didn't go, he didn't know anything about it. The moicher. The guy who took it and stole the land. Well, he never lived there. He sold someone else's land. The fact that it was 3 years, you want to make it, why isn't that something? Why won't you make for 3 years? The hey, I mean, when do we say the ma'afsin ma'arvish tikasin? When do we say that you forfeit your rights when you're quiet? Heine heiched the toin. Either the guy tain is, me noch zevanti, I have a tain, I bought it from you. And then v'chaltish nechazok. And we tain, and we say, the ad shalashonim is doid in mishtar. The first 3 years, the person is careful to start, and say, let me die. Heich lefazesh shalai micha, hu lai nizah mishtar. Here's what's that. Aval hoch over here, the moide marze idle, me ne de maris of ne, but over here, the marze is moide, he didn't buy it from the mare, shubalakaka. Uve edim zovni border, like huda koicha shal ma'ade vishtikasi. In this case, that ma'ade doesn't in any way weaken his stance because he was quiet. Shachazoke bemokim shtar mechirase medes. The chazoke is tantamount to a shtar. The kiva shayin shtari moiloi, and since you have a shtar, okay, let's say you have a shtar, but a shtar from who? From a ganif. So what? What does it do with me? Shari magazin loker, av chaskos in a klum. So it's a chazoke without a taina. Kemaan loch ke'edma, and I came loker abon and pedagachic service. What's the mice? Now we learn Reuven ha'oidel saw the shemachas shem Levi. Shem's on the field of Levi, and Reuven complains that it claims
that. Answer why didn't make him a chos?
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. Let's say I wasn't chos. So what? I don't have to.
Someone is living in your lap.
But we said before, 3 years is nothing. 3 years is only. It's not just 3 years that makes it yours. It's the shtar. The shtar is what makes it yours. The 3 years is only an answer. So where is the shtar? If 3 years went by and you don't have a shtar, say people, you know, you became very overconfident that everything's all right, so you didn't care about the shtar. But that's only if you have a tiny that's yours. If not, so what? Why here? So he has 7 years and milos, and I wasn't meichel. I'm a nice guy. You have to have a tiny. Chazaki to support a tiny.
So when the buyer has to ask the owner,
should I buy this or not? The owner says buy it. Yeah. The owner's got to remind
because of the. So what basis did this buyer go to the owner? Because he knew
it
was the owner.
He knew once upon a time his own. That's the havart. Aren't you made that I used to be the owner once? That's what he's saying.
Yes. Kishim
goes to Tolu, Bahu Aberuvim, Amo Eir.
He didn't ask him.
You assume. You automatically. If a guy sells you a house, would you think for a minute it's not his house that he's selling? I mean, the average person would assume that a guy is selling it. He's selling it. But you have fraudsters. You have it all the time. People sell things they don't own. They sell the same thing twice. Because I want you. Says Ma'aseh shechasam edi sign. Mikvam also v'yokam mikri just happened to be. So anyway, right. Next case. Ahud am lechavre. Second line, the white lines. The Gemara. A guy says to his friend, "My boy is b'hayyad. What are you doing here? I'm a lame plani. I'm a butter from Levi. V'chal tushne chazok. I'm a lame plani. Gazlanu. But Levi the Gazan. I'm a lame. Yisti sadi the osis beurtev v'mart. I have edi that you came to me at night and told me zovna neli. Buy it. I'm a lame. Yeshua, you told me. You told me that you're going to buy it, that you were prepared to buy it. You were going to buy it. Now, if it's your land, why in the world would you buy it? I thought I'll put a bid in because sometimes it's worth my while to pay a few dollars. I thought I can put a really cheap, low bid in. If he sells it to me for $100, the profit of $1,000, I say, it cost me $100, but I have to go into Tater and all the aggravation that goes with it. Yes, Ovid in his comment is Zovin Dina. Even when you're right, sometimes you pay a few dollars just to get it out of the way. And even though you're right, you don't always have to fight to be right. You'd rather have some peace of mind and you pay a few dollars. And it's common. So he answered back, I thought to myself, I'll pay a few dollars. I wouldn't have to go, didn't tell you that. And I've answered, it's common, Adam Tam, an innocent person, doesn't like fighting. Even though it's his, also you, it's common, to spend money, little shaloi, below dinner, machlet, I need it. Okay, let's go right there. Back to the Gemara, next case. The guy said to his friend, my boy is Bahayada, Reuven Shimon was doing my land. I bought it from Levi, the guy said, Reuven said, I bought the same, no, this guy sold the same land twice. You have chazak for 3 years. I bought this land 4 years ago and I still have the shtar. Here's the shtar. So my shtar predates your chazak. So therefore, goodbye. On Malay, he said back to him.
But
look at the date. Then you just see whoever sold first. This is what happened. Amalei, he said, the guys, the Shema said, he's for entering his words, Mi sovrit shnei chazaka. Do you think when I say chazaka, I meant 3 years? Tlash shnei kamina, I meant 3 years. Shnei chazaka tuva kamina. I was there for a long time. I was in the second 7 years. So my chazaka predates yours. But is it a question? The din is that toyin ain't no chayze v'toyin. Once you're tying in a bezin, you're like, it's called hoidos baldin, like you're mighty, you can't come in and change your testimony. Is this considered changing your testimony when he said shnei chazaka, which usually sounds like 3 years, and now suddenly you're saying, you didn't mean limited to shnei chazaka, you meant at least shnei chazaka. Amrav, yes, avidi inche de kari l'shnei tuvish shnei chazaka. It's a term shnei chazaka, a minimum of 3 years, but if they're 15 years, they still call it chazaka. That's how people talk. So he's not in any way amending his. He's just explaining what he said, and everyone will be made that's not called toyin chayze v'toyin when you explain what you're saying, and it makes sense. It makes sense. Look about a little bit. He had to be the 7 years. Why? The kodim chazaka the ha'ilu shtar of the hach. This is important. He had to have 3 years chazaka predating the shtar. Why? Because if he was only had to say 1 or 2 years chazaka, and then the balabas, the original balabas, sold it, isn't that the greatest machor possible? The whole idea is that he had to be meichel. He had a shtar with 2 adam. He sold the property to somebody else. This guy sitting in the land, obviously, it's not his. So that's the greatest machor. So it must be that he's saying that I have a chazaka 3 years, but prior to the date in that shtar. The kodim chazaka the ha'ilu shtar of the hach. Avoshit, but if it was only 6 years, ain lach machor gedeluzu. That itself is a great machor. Rashbam. Rashbam, Shnei Chazaka to the Kamina, Shekadmul, the Shtar, Shalach, the preceded your Shtar, Harbe, a lot. The Yeshli Eidim, Bechol Chazaka, and now the Rashbam adds, you need to have Eidim for the entire Chazaka, for the first 3 years. Kedafar Zakamei, Abel Fichel, if for a March, Shnei Chazaka, Stam, I said Stam Chazaka, Shalach, Yisi Yidei, Shalach, Shtar, Al Arba, I didn't know you had a Shtar that had to be pedantic and be specific in my words. But she's Tarech, Liton, Lefar, Shnei Chazaka, you had to explain my words. If he wants to come claim afterwards, more than 3 years, he's not making a new claim. Tainus achedus, new arguments. Lahachish tainus, and to contradict the first one. When on kaimel the kam, we learn later on. They in order to toin bebezin vechoyze v'toin tainus achedus. You cannot come to bezin and then change your mind. Lahachish on the shaynus, because the rule he does about dinkim eidomi. Elach tainus or the shaynus only after the first tainus. Nifsei kadim or paskin hicha. Therefore, ki maisi sadi bahani shnei chazaka tuva. If he brings witnesses that he was there for a long time, mehemino believe him. Shalach chazav atar. It's not a new tainus. Bahani mili the mukmin lebiyode the icy sadi lochazayin shnein that he was there at least for 7 years. The kadmu shnei chazaka shloi lemechidas hashtar shel ma'arad. He has to prove that he was there at least 3 years prior to the shtar. Shamoicher atzmin leyochel moicher achas shayz bagim shonim b'shufi. Because the moicher himself, if I was there for 3 years, then the moicher turned around and sells it afterwards, he had no right to, because it was mine. I have a chazaka with the taina. Avli less lay sade. But I need witnesses for those years. If I don't have witnesses, I was there for those years. Ella say Meshichne Hadine Balashtar. That means I only had it for 2 years before he sold it. Then the Balashtar would be believed. Why? This is the greatest possible protest. How is the Meicha protesting? Should have been careful. You rip it up. Yes, so that's how the Rashbam learns. You need ages for the whole time. However, the Yesh Mefarshim, now those who want to learn, the Ain Tzarich. No, let's move on. So you want to write, he's bringing another pshat and he shlugs it up. Back to Gemara, two dots. Ze oimish shalav oisei. Reuben said, this field belonged to my father. And now that we introduced the idea of Toyin v'chayz v'toyin, we're going to talk about Chayz v'toyin v'toyin, and there'll be different circumstances. We're going to see that everyone is made that if you, what you're, the second tain is not a new tain, you're just explaining your words, and it fits into the words perfectly. Everyone's made that you're allowed to do that. Everyone is made that if you tain that's night, and then you come in your tain this day, you contradict your original words, we throw it out. The question is, when you come and you contradict you're amending your words, and it's a little bit angekvetched. But you could tai chedayin. Do we accept the second version or the first version? The way it was, you know, a prima facie, or the way now you're coming along and explaining it. Is there a mishalav? He says, the voice of Reuben says it belonged to my parents, and the shiva said it belonged to my parents. Each one saying, Ayashin it. Hayaisi sadi da vosi, who this guy, Reuben, brought witnesses that it belonged to his father. But Hayaisi sadi, Shimon only brought witnesses to Ochle Chazaka, that he was there for 3 years. Remember, a Chazaka without a taina is not a Chazaka. He has no proof that it used to belong to his father. Amar Rabba says, Rabba, still, I'll give it to Shimon. You know why? Because he has a Chazaka. Maloy l'shakir, he has a migui, because he has a migui to believe him. Because if he wanted to, Amalei, he could have said minoch zevanti v'chazaka. Since he has a chazaka and he has witnesses of a chazaka, he could have said, "Yes, it was your father. I bought it from you." Yeah. The problem is a bayi. Somebody bayi maloy l'shakir. Okay, well, let's see if we believe you. What are you saying? You're saying that belonged to my father. But what do we have Adam saying? That belonged to his father. How can a migui be stronger than Adam? In fact, what's Takav Pshat in the Rabbah? Rabbah himself changed his mind. So when we say Amiga, Amiga is, if you're a liar, you could have said a better lie. So maybe there's two ways of understanding Pshat. One way is that therefore, it's as if he said the better lie, even though he didn't say it right now, but we're going to give him the credit as if he said the better lie. Is that Pshat Migi? Well, Pshat Migi is no. That since you could have said a better lie, we're going to believe what you're saying now. Abayi says, we're going to believe what you're saying now, which is what? Rabbah says, Rabbah says, and therefore over here it doesn't help because this wasn't your father. Rabbah says, we give you the benefit of the lie you could have said. What could you have said? That I bought it from you. So therefore, it's as if you said that. It's as if you said that. So it's not a migo against chazaka. It's not a migo against chazaka because we're, even though you said it's mine, my father's, and I yashin every 3 years, since you could have said I bought it from you, and we would have believed you, so therefore we're going to say, you're going to tie chain your verte as if you said that. So it's not against Adim. He had to be 3 years in the chazaka.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
it's not so smart. I mean, how often has it happened?
He's got the chazaka, but while listening to this guy saying this is my ancestors, so then he can say, well, this is my ancestors also, and I've been here for 3 years, so then you can bring the migui. In other words, he can contrive the migui.
But why wouldn't it have been better that he said I bought it from you? Why would you come up so far fetched and it doesn't look good? He could have said that you're right, I'm not arguing, but I bought it from you. And here's my chazak. And then at the end of the story, it wouldn't be a dintel at all. Because a chazaka with a taina and you didn't complain, finished. Why would he have to do this elaborate roundabout way?
If you know the concept of migui, then the smarter lie is to say the smaller lie because then you have the migui.
Could very well be. Yeah, you're right. But you have to know what a better lie. You look better out there in public. So why would you?
In other words, if the guy says, "What are you doing? This is my land," without saying, "Like my father's," right?
Well, why is it your land? What's the time? You have to say something. No, that's not a time. But throw you out of court in a second. You have to say something. Saying it's my father's means I'm a Yiddish. Saying it's you and I bought me, I'm a lokeach. The guy says, I paid you back the loan. As a migui, you believe him because he could have never borrowed it. If he would have said never borrowed it, he'd be far more credible in the future. People in the future now are going to have suspicion. Even though you have a migui, they will believe you, something's wrong here. You know, people lend the money and he claims he paid. And the fact that you agree that you borrow the money gives credence to the other side. You look worse off. Why? Well, you gain nothing by saying the weaker taina. In the eyes of the popular court. The public court. Hadar Amale, Hadar Amale. Then he changed the story. So Amale Bayim Malah the Shak. Wait, let me not say. Let's do Rashi. Here's the property. But he's my name over the Havik Mola Kame. This is what happened. Amale Malah the Shak. Let's do Marzim. I tell you, Shalav Oisa. What does he have to lie? Yoshim Mehem. What does he gain by saying it's my parents? Not Yashin. He boy Amar. Hicha Bahay Migu Mehem. We believe him. Amale Abayi Talmidu Abayi. His Talmud Abayi. Malah the Shak. Leimer. I dehay Migu the Malah the Shak. Even though he had a good Migu, La Yiske Bekarke. Why? Shari Edim Makhishin Medvara. The Edim Makhishin is words. Shaimim the Shalav Oisa of the Idichi. That what they say is the other person. And the fact is, Adam say it belongs to Reuven's family. So what? Your tainus falls away. So what happened then? Hadar Amli then goes to the Bezin and he changes the story around. In that Vosachi Taka was your father, Vizorna Borgnim. No, how can you change the story? But he goes further. Behind the Amril of the Avosi, you want to know why I use the words as my parents? This Samichli Allah, it's so much mine, Kid Avos, as if my father had it and gave me Zirusha. That's what I meant. I'm talking like, you know, like I talk. Okay, 1 second. So says Machlekis. The Shaili is Toyin, the Choyze, the Toyin, is that considered a new Taina? Or the ain't Toyin, the Choyze, or you're not allowed to come up with a new Taina. Ulamar Toyin, Choyze, in this case, you're allowed to. Because he's not coming to the new Taina, he's just for emphasizing his words, even though it's a little bit angekvetched. And Doyamri, ain't new Toyin, the Choyze, the Toyin, you can't do that. Rahams Bam, Hodom Layin, the Mishra Hoyim, I've seen him, Isaac Abaye, after he saw that he's losing the case, Hutzich Lachs of Lita, and he had no choice. They can't deny me, they come and Gemara, Omalay Abaye, they come by Omar. The other guy, I was so confident and relied on this property. He was with my family. I was there 3 years of aiding with him. They couldn't see me. I bought it from your parents. Ubay Gemara Tayin Khayotain Yachalad needs a bezin. Can you go to Bezin Shutain Bezin Mashu right the Khaiz of a Tayin and Vodra? Can you just go fix up your words? Ulama Tayin Khaiz of a Tayin, Tayin be Bezin Mashu right? So right now the Gemara thinks it's an open ended machlaikis. Ula holds you can always change your testimony. I rely on it just like my ancestors. Says the Gemara.
This is
how we're getting into this Gemara here. This is how we're getting to the
Gemara
here. That's what we're going to learn right now. This is it. I told you what I said before. Yeah, I just told you what I said before, but we're going to learn right now. Umaydi Ula. Ula who holds that what? That Tayin, the Chayz of a Tayin, is Maydi, where you're contradicting your original words. You can't. Heichad Amalei Shalav Voisei. Viloi Shalav Yisecha. He clearly says the field originally came to Bezin. This land is mine, not yours. You never belong to your father. And then ladies, teaching on his verse, what I meant was I was so secure in this land, like it was my father's, that we don't believe really. That's changing his testimony. He can't come and change. And Nochazach, Ula's Moida, Vehechadav, Koybidin, he was a bezin, said something, Veloiton, didn't change his words or anything. Then Vosimavari, he goes home, obviously he spoke to somebody, he comes back to bed with a new story. Vitan, he tries to tie China's vertet, Ainu Chayzavitan. But even the case of here, when I said my father, I meant it's like my father, because we wouldn't accept it. Why? My time at Tani say Agmar. So I taught him what to say. You write something, and then you made a mistake, and afterwards you go to a lawyer, and the lawyer tells you, Farem for your word, what you meant was, even though you never meant it, can't do that. Rashbam. If I clearly enunciate it's not your father, then I've relied on like my own parents. He's completely uprooting his original Let's say he didn't come while he was in Bezin. His First Amendment. Came and he explained himself. If you're not being machish at all, said the Rashbam, when you said before Shnei Chazaka, and you're saying, and you go out home, and then you come back and say, hey, one second, Shnei Chazaka didn't mean 3 years, I meant 10 years. We accept that because you're not changing your words, you're not contradicting your words, that's how people talk. If you're 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, you say, oh, but I was there, Chazaka. So that you can do even when you go home. We're talking about the moment you contradict your words, even in the slightest, Somebody smarter than you taught you what to say. Tainos Agmade, Oyav of the Kraver. Who taught you? His friends and his relatives. Back to the Gemara, Umoid Nadoyu says that you're not allowed to Chayz of a Toyin. He is Moida Hechad Amale, but if he comes along and says, Shalavoysai, Shalokhumavoysecha. He said, yes, I said it's my parents. I'm not saying it was never your parents. Of course it was your parents, but my parents bought it from your parents. So now you're no longer being Machish the Edim, and now you're not changing your story. I'm not going through the history. When I said it's my parents, that was true. That's where I yashed it from. I didn't go through the history, but the years before then it belonged to your parents. Then he's not changing. Then even the Hadoi is made that you could do that. The Chayze V'Toyin. And number two. Yeah, but you're allowed to. You're allowed to if you're not changing your words at all. He's not changing your words at all. Just like in the Chazaka, he can go home and come back. If you're not being Makash at all what you're saying, then it's not a problem. It's only if you're being machid, which sounds like it's contrived. No, but it's exactly what he said. He said it's my father, so what's he changing?
Yeah, but now he's saying my father bought it from
So what? But it wasn't the geyer. At that time I said, I asked my father, it was mine. And it doesn't in any way affect the fact that once upon a time was your father's. But I, the last owner was my father, and I asked him. So all I talk about is what happened now. So it's not changing
the
story.
Saying the time that my father bought off your father, you know that he did it, you don't know he did it.
So then what we have is, he has a three chazok with a tainer. That's what he does. We'll see in a minute. If he was standing outside, Veloiton didn't say anything about it being his father's. Then he got to Bezin and he makes his tiny. The fact that he said outside one story, comes to Bezin and he changes the story means nothing. Nothing wrong with that. Know why? My time of it in many times the lawyer will say, don't say anything to the guy right now. Wait till you stand in front of court. Why should he know your story? Why should he know your case? He can come up with something to block it. So that's how called. You can change your story, and it's not a problem of Chayyim Chayyim. Lashbam. He says, my ancestors, my parents are born my parents. The Chayiz of Etayin allowed to do that. The Mehemet believed that Oikid Vadar Shani Kala is not in any way uprooting it. And the Moisif Alein, he's adding. The Kivan the Hechze, Bashal Shani, he says, he has a Chazaka, Mokmin, Allah, but Yod, they will trust him. The Chazaka Sheyeshi Matayni. He's saying, I ask my father, you're telling me that you used to be my father, and then I say, but my father born from your father. The Malal the Shak, here we have a Migui. The boy, I bought it directly from you, and I have a chazaka, and you, and end the story, you shut up. It's even though by Yiddish, we'll learn later on, we had it before, the Tainin and the Yiddish, Tainin and the Kech, we try to advocate on their behalf. If you have a chazaka 3 years and they don't know what's a tiny, we will. Hey, that this is his father. In a normal case, you have to bring a raya that your father lived there for one day, and then we're going to tiny that your father bought. But if you have no raya, your father ever lived there, we can't advocate on your behalf. But over here, in this case here, because you said it yourself, I bought it my father. I asked my father bought it from you. That's it. I don't have to bring any more ages that my father lived there for one day or anything. Because I have a migui. I could have said I bought it directly for you with my chazaka, I would have had it. So ain't tzaddik love the ages above the cloud. I don't have to bring any age at all that my father was there. Shani's a torn tiny gemura. I have a complete tiny. The chazaka she yesh ima tiny. This is a perfect chazaka of 3 years with a tiny that I yash from my father who bought it from your father. And Nochmed, I have a migui. I could have said I bought it directly from you. We have an argument outside of Bezin, and I give some kind of a story. I never tied in the Bezin. And I never said anything I said now in Bezin. Then also the Bedin, the Lita, and tying the Shogun, the Gamma, and I go to Bezin. I completely change everything around. The Chayz of a time. You can tie in again. Why? Because habitually people do not reveal their case. So human man, you should learn. My opponent should learn from me. And I don't want to prepare you that you can go ahead and come up with some kind of stories and concoct some stories to contradict what I'm saying. When is all this said here? But you could be chayz of a time. You can be chayz of a time. When you tie in the tiny Baalma, I will torn befadish befne Adim. We're talking about outside of Bezin, you were having a dispute and some people overheard. But if you tie in front of Adim, this guy says, you owe me this, and I say whatever I say. In front of Adim, is chutz le Bezin, chayv ani mon le plenif, let's say you made your money, haydiv loy, shun yachalik for Bezin. If you did it, if you made in front of Adim, this thing he just said, any kind of Bezin, I've never meant it, that's toyin, chayv, you cannot do that. When we say avroi, it means not a formal way, we just stop having an argument, people overheard. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shah.